Starting on May 20th, 2025, and continuing every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m., the Charlotte Street Art Center is offering a free running club for artists. The club's coordinator and the Art Center's outreach coordinator, Oscar Teku, explained what this particular club looks like.
We had our first one last week, and we kind of went around the circle while we were doing stretches. We were saying one creative thing we did that week, and we kind of introduced ourselves in our practice, and there was someone who did theater, there was someone who did films, there was someone who did, I think it was pottery, and then there was someone who was in fashion. I was like, this is cool. This is exactly what this is meant to be. It's just a place for creatives to come, just run together and explore the awesome trails of Fredericton.
Oscar emphasized the importance of building community through programming like the Run Club.
I'm a refugee. I moved here and I didn't know how to speak English. I have such a soft spot for newcomers. And I think with something like dancing and something like running or something that doesn't require to communicate, it's like an activity that you can just do. I think it's such a healing experience to be able to do it with people and not really necessarily have to be able to speak English or something like that to just come and do this thing.
Oscar described why he decided to get into running and how it can provide a much-needed escape for artists.
I've been going at the running for a while now. I think it started during the pandemic. I recorded two full-length albums with Chill Teens and my solo project, and I produced them, and it was awesome. But at the same time, I would spend 12 hours in my studio just, like, picking away at, like, one synth tone, one, you know, pressing one button, turning one knob. And at the end of those sessions, I would be like, feel like I'm going crazy. So I started running for me in order to unwind and to let the art breathe a little bit.
Oscar followed up with the connection between art and movement.
I play music and I DJ, playing my guitar, playing my piano, DJing. It provides so much therapy and so much fulfillment. But I think that only gets you so far in mental health and in, you know, your well-being. I need movement. And I still remember, like, oh yeah, like that was such a big part of my kid life. And even though I don't play organized sports anymore, I still have that yearning for movement. If you can and if you have the ability to, I think it amplifies the effects of music and art.
Finally, Oscar elaborated on how art and running can sometimes overlap.
When I'm out running, you know, and I'm by the river and I'm have my music blasting, sometimes I'll get into this like trance of like being very appreciative and being thankful that I'm able to move. And I do get kind of meditative, being able to focus and not think about anything except where you are there and now and the nature around you, I think, is such a beautiful thing, and I think that is art.
Oscar's sentiments were echoed by some of the running club's members.
I'm Reza. I'm a set and costume designer, so I do like sets for theater and movies. As an artist, you always try to experience different aspects of life, you know? When you do exercises and like introduce new movements to your body, that makes you understand and experience your surrounding, your universe, better. So that helps you to provoke some ideas for your art.
Hannah, a fellow running club member, expanded on the connection between running and art.
Any kind of exercise for me is some kind of the living art, because in running, we can experience the beauty of nature and the beauty of your own spirit. Because sometimes I just want to stop it, but I listen to my mind, my spirit, that keep going, keep trying, and then I did it. And the beauty of connection as well, because when I come here, I can connect with more friends, and we can have each other to be better version.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.